This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jake Hager, he's fighting at Mohegan on Sunday in Connecticut in Bellator 231. Everybody knows him mostly from wrestling, and they certainly know him from the WWE. And I was saying before, everything he's done in terms of his career wrestling, he's now doing AEW with Jericho and these guys, the Inner Circle, I think they call it, or something like that. He has been on all of these different cards, and he's a badass. Now he's doing MMA, fighting in Bellator. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. Thanks for the introduction.
My man, so you, I got to tell you, we were just evaluating your life here before you came on the show, and one of the things we like to do is scroll through and see, you know, what's going on with the guy and everything. And we noticed, and we're very fond of you because you have a smoke show wife, okay? So, like, I got a hot wife. You have a hot wife. This is, I think, more important than actually anything. More important than the fight Friday. More important than your wrestling career. More important than money. More important than fame. More important than limousines. And you know, like Ric Flair would say, woo, having a little juice. You got a smoke show hottie, so I'm a big fan of yours right from the jump.
Man, did I outkick my coverage or what?
I am telling you.
If I don't get that W on Wednesday, that smoke show is going to turn into smoke. I got to keep her happy.
I believe that, because if you lose, then you'll be a failure. It rained tonight in my house. The power went out. My wife called me a bunch of names and blamed me for the power going out. It's the same kind of problem you got, Jake.
Hey, I learned a long time ago just to agree with her, and I'll last longer. So
you know, tell me about your flip to MMA. How in God's name? I guess you saw other guys doing it. There's so many great wrestlers that have turned into MMA fighters, because you were certainly a great wrestler at Oklahoma. You went to Norman, I think, and you obviously learned your craft there because you were a serious wrestler, and then you get into the wrestling game to make money. But a lot of guys have flipped to MMA. How do you like it?
You know what? I really like it. To me, it was essentially getting back to my roots. Growing up in Perry, Oklahoma, there's not a lot going on, so we would go wrestle anywhere and any place we could. And it really is who I am. And you introduced me, as most people know me from wrestling and WWE, as Jack Swagger. And so they're kind of surprised to see this crossover. But if you grew up with me, if you know Jake Hager, this isn't a far world. They understand that this is partly what I've done all my life, and it just makes sense when you look at the popularity of both MMA and pro wrestling to try and capitalize on it and really do a successful crossover, be my own boss, and, you know, grow my brand.
How did you because when you went to Oklahoma, obviously, to wrestle, you also, unless I'm mistaken, played football there for at least a year, didn't you? Like, who were you playing for?
Yeah, I was recruited under Bob Stoops his second year. They
right.
just won the national title in 2000. I graduated in May of 2001. I was there under a full scholarship for football. Went to the Rose Bowl in 01 or 02. And right after 02, the head coach of the wrestling team called me, said the heavyweight was ineligible. They didn't have a backup, and they needed me to come over for the second half of the season. I came over, did all right, and kind of just got the bug for wrestling again and decided to leave the NFL dreams behind and switch over to wrestling. And, you know, in my mind, I was telling myself I was going to focus more on my academics and finish out my wrestling career. But really, I really think I just wanted to get back to wrestling, and I had missed it.
You like violence, obviously. Anybody that likes wrestling has to understand pain. What does Catalina, Knox, and Presley think of Daddy getting punched in the face all night for real and having dudes try to, you know, tear your head off, and it's not, you know, acting?
You know, nobody keeps me more humble than those three, honestly. They could care less how many world championships I have. To me, I'm just Dad, and I better do right by them or they're going to kick me out. So it's pretty funny. It wasn't really until I left the WWE that they realized that their dad was on television. And even now, I just tell them I'm going to a wrestling show. And they'll watch the fight, and, you know, thankfully they haven't been too brutal to where they're really asking a lot of questions. I'm sure they will down the line. Catalina is a huge MMA fan. She always has been. She's a blue belt in jiu-jitsu. She's got a little bit of a striking background. So she was one of the main influences and to push me towards it. And it really made sense to do it.
How is Jake Hager with us? You know him as Jack Swagger. He's fighting Anthony Garrett on Friday at Mohegan in Connecticut in the woods at Bellator 231. I have to ask you, like, you know, when you did the deal with Coker, I mean, you've done a lot of deals because, you know, you've done deals with Vince. You've done deals in ECW. You've done now you're doing AEW with Jericho, all these guys. You know how to do deals. What was it like seeing the kind of capital that you would earn as an MMA fighter at the beginning? Because at the beginning, you're not getting tons of money to fight. You have to earn belts and titles and status and rock star like leverage right before they start giving you tons of money. What was it like dealing with Scott? I'm friends with Scott, and I know him well. He's been on the show a million times. I've done a lot of Bellator cards live in person. What was it like dealing with him, with a guy with your experience doing deals?
You know what? It was very refreshing. Coming from the WWE, where they treat their talent a certain way, I really gravitated towards Bellator because you saw the trend in fighters wanting to go over there because they were getting better deals and getting more freedom with it. And so it was really a breath of fresh air to talk to Scott and how willing he was to work with me and allow me to keep wrestling. And, you know, that's a great point. That first fight, it was really hard to pay for camp because in the pro wrestling world, if you're not working, you're not getting paid. And so I was like dying, like trying to figure out how am I going to, you know, miss 3 months of wrestling on the independent circuit and pay for all this. And I ended up even having to get a second mortgage on my house in order to pay for that first camp and to, you know, get that first one in the books. And then it makes it a little bit easier after that because you're kind of working on that purse, you know, and the leftovers. And so you have a little bit of leeway when you go into the second camp and now even more when you go into the third camp. But at first it was a lot of juggling, and there were many nights where I put my daughter down and she was going to bed and I'm like holding her and I'm almost in tears and I'm like, you know, pumping myself up like, you know, man up. It's time to step up, figure this out and take care of business and provide for these guys, because to me that means more than any championship.
Right. What is like, I have to ask you, like, because I'm friends with a lot of these guys, Taz, Miz, Big Sexy, Old Man Kevin, legendary wrestler.
Great people.
Yeah, like cool dudes. I've been friends with those guys forever. Taz works here, and I've known Miz forever, and Big Sexy's been coming on my show since I was on Howard Stern days. What was it like for you to be a part of that and to, like, now to be, you know, working with Jericho and that inner circle? You guys seem to have a really cool thing going where I saw actually you got some kick-ass ratings that nobody expected that soon with the new venture you're doing.
Yeah, highest rated debut on TNT in 5 years. Really excited about where the future can take us. Look, man, I have to look back at my years at WWE with a fond heart, you know, because I got to work with great people like Miz, like Big Sexy, like Taz. And I would not be in this position with Bellator, with AEW, if it wasn't for that. So I have to look at that like, man, I was very blessed to have that opportunity. I made the most of it, and, you know, I'm glad to move on. And I think it really showed after that first fight. I had so many people that I worked with from the WWE, you know, really stand up on social media and stand up for me and show their support and get their fans to rally for me as well, which is very, very humbling.
Are you fighting it, honest to God, because you're a monster, 6'4", 265. I'm 6'3", 215. My producer is 6'5", 240. I'd like to see you fight him. But are you rocking 265 into this fight with Anthony Garrett on Friday, or are you weighing less than that now?
I'm less than that. I'm about 251 right now, which, you know, for the first two fights, I weighed in at 238, 239. So I feel like I had a better fight camp this week or this year for this fight, you know, really focus on keeping the weight on because this is going to be my biggest test in the cage. Mr. Garrett is all of 265, and I know he's going to want to be a heavyweight and get that weight on top of me. So we wanted to add a little more junk in the trunk and not lose any speed with it. But I'm a tall, lanky guy. My knuckles drag the ground. Keeping weight on has always been my arch nemesis. And so we really have to focus on it. But at the same time, it's coming along as we get more and more into this fight game.
So she's your wife, Catalina. You told me she's a jiu-jitsu black belt and everything. And then what is your status now as with belts, like in terms of how you've transitioned in MMA? Are you also a black belt in jiu-jitsu? And essentially what I'm asking is, can your smoke show hottie wife beat your ass?
Yes, I have been punched in the face by my smoke show hottie of a wife, Catalina. Yes, she can bring it. No, I will not say what I said to her again. I'm a blue belt in jiu-jitsu, and at first she really thought she could hang with me, but I have been training so much now. I think I have definitely surpassed her in that game, but you know what's really awesome is she has really gotten into wrestling. She was never really exposed to amateur wrestling. And so now she loves doing takedowns. Every Saturday we're out in the garage and we're doing takedown practice, and she's quick, man. So who knows? Maybe soon down the line we could talk Mr. Coker into having the first husband and wife fight on the same card.
I like that. I think that's the plan. Last thing I'll say to you, just so you know, we're fans of yours because of the similarities you have with us. We like to, well, I know you don't, but we like to get baked and go eat In-N-Out Burger as much as possible when we're in Vegas or L.A. We always go to In-N-Out Burger. We have In-N-Out Burger magnets on our locker here at CBS in New York City. We're the only, like, true, genuine East Coast In-N-Out Burger fanatics. And I saw photos of you eating multiple bags of In-N-Out Burger. So I'll leave you with that. You're a badass. Good luck with the fight with Anthony Garrett on Friday night at Mohegan. We'll be watching Bellator 231. It's great getting to know you. Congrats on your success and your family, your wife, your son, your daughter. Keep rocking. Good luck on Friday. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. A lot of fun.
All right, there he is, Jack Swagger, Jack Hager, fighting at Bellator 231 on Friday night, this Friday at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.